Authorities in South Dakota have defended using water hoses against protesters on Sunday night in freezing weather at the Dakota Access Pipeline on the Standing Rock Reservation. You're hearing some of that now. At least 300 people were injured in the standoff, 26 of them seriously, as the fight over the construction of a $3.7 billion pipeline stretching from North Dakota to Illinois drags on. In a statement to the LA Times, the Morton County Sheriff's Department denied using concussion grenades on protesters at Standing Rock. Tara Hauska is National Campaigns Director for Honor the Earth. She's Ojibwe, and she's on the ground at Standing Rock in North Dakota.
As it stands right now, we've gotten reports back that one woman, Sophia Walensky, that was extremely hurt, 21-year-old girl that was hit by a concussion grenade by the police, she's going to lose roughly 80% of her arm function. The police are trying to say that she was creating an explosive, but unfortunately for them, there's shrapnel from their concussion grenade in her arm. So people got very, very, very hurt by the police, and this has been a continued escalation over the past few months to the point that they're now attempting to basically kill people. They sprayed hundreds of people in below freezing weather with water cannons to try and push them back from trying to clear a public road. There's a public road between the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and Bismarck Mandan. Those are the two major cities around the area that also are the hospital access. So for this woman that was really, really hurt and all these other people who were, I mean, there's over 100 people treated for hypothermia. They had to go miles and miles and miles around to get to the nearest hospital. And the police have now, actually, as of yesterday, they've built this huge concrete barricade. I mean, they did just block that road to the reservation. So they've cut off the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation from Bismarck.
How many people are out at the protest site now?
It's very, very full. This is as full as it was earlier this summer. So I'd say upwards of, 5,000-6,000 people at least. Despite the efforts to demoralize us, the Morton County, that's like the local processing place that's actually charged most of us with crimes. They actually, have been putting people in dog kennels after being arrested. I was actually arrested a couple weeks ago, and that was the experience. And strip searched for misdemeanor charges. This really demoralizing, demeaning experience, but people have remained resilient and more people are coming.
So what is your sense of the state of the protest now? Often these situations can sort of get into long brewing stalemates. You have thousands of people out at the encampment, as you said. There's a holiday weekend coming where a lot of Americans may disengage from the news in order to be with their families. That's sort of natural. How do you, from where you sit, assess the state of the protests and where they might be headed in the coming weeks?
Yeah, I think, it's important to recognize that the folks here, we're not calling ourselves protesters, we're calling ourselves protectors. Protection in the sense of we're protecting the water and protecting sacred sites. So that narrative of protesting, we're not protesting something, we're trying to protect something from being destroyed. And as far as the holiday weekend, I think it's important to recognize that Thanksgiving is the holiday in which there's this rosy story of pilgrims and Indians sitting down together and having a meal, right? Like that's what school children all over America continue to learn, is this false narrative of this happy meal together, when in fact, the reality is this genocide of Native American people. This is an opportunity in which to say, as you're sitting down to your meal and you're spending time with your family and there's this kind of narrative of pilgrims and Indians, think about the real Native people that are fighting for their drinking water out in Standing Rock, that are fighting for their sacred sites, that are undergoing human rights violations today in 2016. That's happening. Their treaties are being violated in 2016. Our rights are being trampled and horribly, horribly disregarded. So, and it happens to be the weekend, too, that the Cowboys are playing the Washington football team, a racist slur that we've been fighting for almost 60 years. So it's a perfect opportunity in which to really learn about Native people and the struggles we're still facing.
So Tara Hauska, for people who don't know, what's the redress that you're seeking here? There is the Dakota Access Pipeline. It was going to go closer to a city. It's now gone closer to the reservation near the Missouri River. What is the redress that you all want to see? Simply a rerouting of the pipeline, its original route? What's this about?
So this pipeline was originally routed, as you said, rerouted from Bismarck, a 94% white community due to concerns over the drinking water, risk to the drinking water, and it was rerouted to go half a mile north of the reservation. You know, that's environmental racism on its face. It's okay, so our drinking water matters, but yours doesn't. In Dakota, access the company's mind. So I think, one, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed and something that should not happen. There should not be sacrifice zones in any situation. You shouldn't be putting pipelines through, you know, low wealth, low income communities and just thinking that, hey, it's fine. You know, they don't matter. You know, Flint, Michigan doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they have clean drinking water. It should never happen that way. I hope that, you know, ultimately that this project is, you know, it fails. It would send a message to the fossil fuel industry about pushing over indigenous rights. It would send a message to our Congress about having a relationship with big oil and the fact that, you know, our relationship with fossil fuels needs to change. And I think, you know, that larger narrative of indigenous people still being here and having rights and, you know, equality and things that should already be in place in this time, in this era.
The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe continues their protest, their protection, as they call it, against the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota. Tara Hauskin, National Campaigns Director for Honor the Earth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.